Comvest Sellin Associates managing partner Tom Sell says the big question is if there's something additional that can be added to help farmers and ranchers in tough trade times.
We're in the middle of the summer right now, but as we get into the fall, into harvest, and as these prices really start impacting, and all the speculation on the board starts impacting, you know, is there going to be something additional, something beyond what's in these two farm bills for Title I? That might be done to assist farmers in what is just a very difficult time in terms of overall farm income.
Halleck, Minnesota farmer Dan Youngren confirms the trade uncertainty after returning from Washington, D.C. this week.
Will we lose some leaves off the tree? Yeah, there. I have to believe that there will be some leaves falling off. But once again, I encourage pulling the reins and taking care of business. Be prepared and hang on.
Of the three farmers I've interviewed this week, all of them in Washington, D.C., meeting with lawmakers and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, there's still no answer to what this compensation could look like. Sell doesn't really have an answer either.
And CCC funds can be tied via Section 32 to tariff income, tariff revenues for the federal government. And yeah, I think senators and congressmen are going to start asking that question, too. Okay, we're talking a lot about this. But what would it really look like? We seem to have made the decision that something is going to be done. Now, how will it be done? And from my experience anyway, I think the Congress will want to have some say in that. And so that's why I see it as an issue that could even work its way into this conference committee on the Farm Bill.
Congressional staff is already preparing for the conference committee. Lawmakers could be in conference within 2 weeks. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.